With a vision to rebuild, renew, and restore hearts and homes in the urban community, Urban Life Family Media presents Fruitful Living with Chris and Carol Green. Fruitful Living is the podcast outreach of Urban Life Family Center, an inner healing ministry that has been changing lives in South Central Pennsylvania since September of 2004. For the next few minutes, we're going to bring you into our weekly session from the family prayer room, where you can experience the word that is producing fruitful living.
I want to just share this with you guys. The Father's Day, I'm really grateful and thankful that my father is still with us. Father's Day is always a day of such mixed emotions and mixed feelings, because we live in a time, especially here in America, where there are so many missing fathers, so many absent fathers. Some are no longer with us because of death. Many are not with their families because of divorce. Still, there are many who are not there because of desertion. So this issue of father is always, always tough. Me and Carol have several spiritual children back in Missouri, and I'll get several phone calls today like she does on Mother's Day, and for many of them, I was the only positive male role model in their lives, since we were youth pastors. We used to be youth pastors, and so I was pretty much it. And that's really kind of tough, because you cannot replace anybody's father. You really can't. God can put you in their lives, but there's no replacement for your dad. And I learned the hard way that lesson, that you can't replace them. You can't be a substitute. You can only be who God allows you to be in their life. And maybe a mentor, maybe even a spiritual father, but you can't be dad. You just can't. And so I'm very, very thankful for my dad and my relationship with my father. It was very good. We had our rough times like any kid and parent does. But I won't call myself my dad's favorite. I just won't call myself that. I just won't call myself that. Here's something that I wrote way back in, I guess it's 2008, 2009. As you guys know, we have these books that Carol and I have written, and they're basically our weekly emails that we were sending out to everybody. And during this year, we've been going back and looking at emails and blogs that we've been doing for several years now, 7-8 years now we've been doing this. And we don't sell the books. We just simply publish them and then leave them for people to be able to get them when they visit our church. Or when Carol and I go out and speak, we take books with us and give them. And this is one of those special, really, really special emails or blogs. And it's called The Gift of Resiliency. And I want to share it with you today here on this Father's Day. Well, we're coming up on that this time. We're coming up on Father's Day, and we encourage you to honor your fathers this weekend. You would be surprised by what a greeting card or a phone call would do, even if your relationship hasn't been very good with your father. I have some very fond memories with my dad. He was a fun-loving guy, a fun-loving dad, who always threw caution to the wind. It got him in trouble many times, but it also gave his children a sense of adventure and daring that proved to be very helpful for us when we found ourselves called into the ministry. My dad saw my love for sports and took me to my first baseball game. That's why I said I'm his favorite. The St. Louis Cardinals were playing the Montreal Expos, and Jose Cardenal hit a two-run double in the seventh inning that gave them a 4-2 victory. How's that for an imprint in your memory forever? I couldn't believe I was actually there in a 50,000-seat stadium looking at the high-tech scoreboard and the massive crowd and experiencing all the sounds I had always heard when I listened to the games on the radio. I had become a devoted fan, and Dad gave me a chance to experience the real thing, to actually see my heroes live and in person. I have cherished that memory all of my life. Excuse me as I begin to tear up and get very emotional. Oh my God, I said I would get through this. There were many other games in the years that followed. I especially loved the day I sat down between my dad and his dad and watched Bob Gibson, my all-time favorite Cardinal baseball player, pitch on Labor Day. I actually realized I was experiencing something very special that would never happen again. Three generations sitting together enjoying our favorite sport. Those were the times that established something in my heart that I have tried to give my children. There are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities that come your way, and I try to open the door for them to experience some of them. Then there are some things you cannot wait for, because some memories you simply have to make. Through the years, I hope my children have had special moments that they recall with the same kind of fondness and deep impacting love that I feel when I think back on special moments with my dad. My dad didn't always put his arms around my shoulder or say, "I love you" in those moments. He wasn't that kind of man. He gave us nicknames, and he always told us he was proud of us. When I was struggling in arithmetic, he started calling me Math Major, and it built my confidence to try harder. And I found success. I became a straight A student in math. My dad is not perfect. He had his issues with his children from time to time, like any father. I was sort of a middle child. He married my mom, who already had a precious little girl, and they had three sons before I came along. One son died while my mom was pregnant with me. Then they had two more children after me. There were many times when life was very hard. It was downright harsh and cruel. I was angry with him many times, mainly because I had no idea what it took to be the head of the household. I learned from his mistakes and failures, as well as his resiliency. And maybe that's the greatest thing my dad gave us, resiliency. Just like my dad's journey as a husband and father, life has been hard. Sometimes harsh and downright cruel for me. But I learned from my dad how to get up and go to work every day, no matter how you feel. When I lost jobs, opportunities, homes, friends, and loved ones, I knew how to get up and keep going. Dad demonstrated to us that you should never give up, even after a failure. You never stop, no matter how you feel. So in honor of my dad, and ultimately God, my Heavenly Father, I wrote a song many years ago that expresses thanks. I gave it an informal title, Thank You, Daddy. I just want to share that song with you this week. And the lyrics are, "There's so much I take for granted, like the rising of the sun. Every time I see the morning, never thankful for the dawn. Like a father who's always there with the same things every day, so consistent and expected that sometimes I forget to say, thank you, Daddy, for the blue that's in the sky. Thank you, Daddy, for the light that's in your eye. Thank you, Daddy, for the life beat, my heartbeat I've been handed. I get so busy, I'm taking you for granted. There's so much you're always doing. You watch my life and keep me safe. Sometimes you throw in extras, giving me a little bit more grace. You take the time to listen when all I bring are complaints. You carry me on your shoulders and you sing to me in the rain. I can always recall the discipline you gave, all the nights you spent with me and the path that you have paved. You'll give me more love tomorrow than all of my yesterdays. So please forgive me, Daddy. I never take the time to say, Thank you. Thank you for every single day. Thank you. Thank you for every breath I take. Thank you. Thank you. You made us sons and daughters. Thank you. Thank you. Because you are our Father. Thank you. Come on, bless the Lord today. Thank you, Lord. Woo. It's hard to get through that. Now, would you take a time, take the moment right now just to give thanks to our Father. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Well, for those of you that are watching us or will watch this online or on video later, you don't get to be a part of the next part of this because this is discussion and we turn off the cameras. Because we want to talk about this very interesting topic for this week. It comes from the story of a gentleman whose father was not in his life, and it's called Fatherless. So we want to talk about Fatherless on Father's Day and honor our fathers. And we have an interesting dynamic happening in America right now, and that is because so many women have had to raise their children alone, they are seeing themselves as being both father and mother to their children. And so even to the point where various card companies are making Father's Day cards for single mothers. And this is causing a lot of controversy and fighting back and forth because you've got kids who have been raised by their mothers who, of course, they don't see anything. What's the big deal? Because she has been mom and dad for me. And then you've got others who are saying, no, my mom is not my father. Even though my father is not in my life, I will never say Happy Father's Day to my mother. She's been a great, awesome mother, but she is not father. So you got people arguing over this on both sides. And so I wanted to give us a chance to talk about this on Fatherless on Father's Day.
At Urban Life Family Center, we minister in an informal family atmosphere that includes worship, prayer, sharing, and healing. But it's all done in a style and format that uniquely ministers to people in a personal way. From our Sunday prayer and healing sessions to our home church gatherings, everything we do is designed to equip and prepare you to do the work of the ministry. Until next time, remember, God wants to use you to rebuild, restore, and renew hearts and homes in this community. He wants to do it through your fruitful living.